I think I'm supposed to announce us. This is Winfrey. This is the Don and Win Show. Myself and my co-host are going to bring you... What are we bringing to you tonight, Don?
I bring them love. Love, baby. What do you bring them?
Well, should we sing the Beatles song?
Yeah, I think you should.
What song is that? Which one?
Well, sing something.
You're going to sing
do
with
a little
me?
Dance, you know.
You going to sing with me?
Let's start the show off right. Why not just do a little dance. You know, do that thing you do, that thing you do normally, which is pretty...
I don't know anything normally.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
All you need is love.
Love! Do, 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 do. All you love. Need is love.
Do, 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 do. All you need is love.
Love! Love. Hey, we're pretty good. You know, we could probably, put an 8-track together pretty soon to keep this up.
We could probably,
Is that ladies behind you again?
Now, what is...
Those better be ladies that are making all that noise, because you're usually around a bunch of ladies. So, am I right?
Is it ladies? I don't know. I'm sitting here at... Oh, God, it's so noisy. I'm at the a marina, a little cafe at a marina, looking at all these beautiful boats in Lake Mead.
Oh, I've been there. I love Lake Mead. Yeah, of course. Beautiful.
And have you been to the little marina here?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's actually quite a story. Apparently, some guy parked here in the 50s, and said, oh, I just want to live here, and somehow he got the rights to the land, rented it from the state, and now he owns, his family owns the marina.
Oh, that's kind of nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Just starting from a guy that wanted a good place to go fishing.
Yeah. There we go. Well, people can now tune into us on at 96K.
You mean a higher quality feed?
Yeah. We've got a couple hundred on the 56, a couple hundred on the 96, 100 on the 32. We increased it dramatically. But now they can listen to us in a higher quality format if they like.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to go to the station, click on the 96K streams, and away they go.
Well, we're not hi-fi, though. You and I.
No, we're not hi-fi.
You don't need to do that for the Donna Wynn Show, but you can do it for the music, right? The music gives some really high-quality music.
Well, yeah, it plays a little better, the tracks on the talk radio listener. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we in stereo?
We're always in stereo. PBS is a stereo modality, man.
I see. So am I coming out of one speaker and you the other?
No, that's panning the channels. We don't do that.
So how do you figure out who do you...
We just throw it all into one pipeline and call it a mix.
I see. Okay. All right. Years ago, I don't know if you know this about me, but years ago, I used to work in television and radio stations. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah, you did.
And
I don't think there's too many people that don't know a lot about you. I think either you're famous or you've talked a lot about yourself.
I don't think I've ever talked about my working in radio stations.
No? I remember you telling me that about, I don't know, 5 or 6 times.
Okay. Well, listen. Why don't you
maybe not quite.
Talk about yourself. This is your night.
You see, folks, all you have to do to push his buttons is you grab any remote. Not a particular remote. Any remote will do.
We're gonna out Don tonight. Come on, this is going outing Don. What is it that you don't want to tell? What is it that the mystery, the mystery force behind BBS Radio?
You know, I love our listeners. We have been. It's really the listenership and the host that is the force behind it, because it's a force to be reckoned with, and our listeners. And our host together can make an awesome conglomerate of power, and it's making waves.
Yeah, but you know what? Somebody had to work day and night to put it together. Somebody had to have a vision. Now, you know what? It's not about taking the credit. It's just saying what's true is true, right? I mean, you know, that doesn't mean that. I think that when somebody has a vision and makes it happen, it's not so much like an ego trip to say, look at me. It's more like many, many people have visions and they don't make them happen. And so you're an inspiration for how to turn a vision into a reality. And so in talking about it, it's something that is an inspiring potential for those people who have visions that they are not turning into reality.
I love it when you brown nose me, man.
I'm not brown nosing you. I'm trying to find something good about you. It's hard, but I finally found something good about you. And so we should focus on it.
How's Daphne doing now that she's...
We're not switching the subject.
Well, how is she doing?
I'm not a reporter.
Yeah, you don't know how she's doing, huh?
Well, everyone does how they do. You know what?
I know she'd appreciate me asking.
I'll tell you in general.
Don't you think?
I think that one of the... Now, other people are different about this, but my own personal point of view is I don't like reporting on how everyone's doing. Okay, how is this person?
Well, you know, somebody asks you something, you have eventually put down. There's a good one, a definitive. Like I don't, I won't, I don't, I will not.
I said I don't usually like to do that.
So she's not around you? It's just you and I?
I don't usually like to say who's around me or not.
You don't like to say anything at all?
We have to find...
You know, if we talk about you, we'd find a lot. You'd find a lot to say.
Oh, no. Tonight's the night to talk about you. We're going to talk about a guy who made his vision happen, who moved across the country like a pioneer, set up a stake in a new place, and, you know, started working day and night just by himself. And now he works day and night. Still has... How many people are working for VBS now? Can we have to share that?
Six full-time.
Six full-time people.
Two part-time. And then if you include in all the directors and managers, there's quite a bit more.
And how many shows? You have 70 shows?
I don't know. I don't keep track of that too much anymore. You know, I mean, we got a lot of shows. A lot
now
of good shows.
I'm here, I'm going to tell the waitress that I want a nice tip.
That you want a nice tip? You weren't born with one, huh?
An iced tea.
Oh.
Yeah,
we're actually going to start next week the online, our educational courses, New Age courses.
Mm-hmm.
New Age learning courses. We call it
really?
New Age education.
Is this going to be a new channel?
Well, it's a whole new division. It's going to be a whole new division of PBS Radio. It's going to be working with people in all different forms of New Age type modalities and putting courses and classes together online, interactive, fully interactive in every way you can imagine.
That's really interesting. So that's going to be a new channel, right?
Yeah, we'll be starting with Dr. Turi, Dr. Luis Turi. Many of you know Cosmic Codes, the astrologer and astrophysicist, Dr. Luis Turi. He'll be putting on a phenomenal new course, which we'll be publicizing next week sometime for people to start joining. And
Is this free or is this membership?
No, these you'll have to subscribe to. These are like courses. classes, classroom. It's a learning environment, but it's not your traditional mainstream type education. Although there will be a lot of that because we're talking to, a couple people that have been successful, in their arenas and want to jump on board this one. And we're working out something now with them, but, I had originally envisioned that we'd build it more towards the new age educational arenas and also bring in some mainstream type education depending on the teacher, you know, and the certification and so on. But it'll be really online courses if people want to share their information in that type of a setting. A teacher will be able to do it, and he'll be able to have many guest presenters, and it'll all work is sort of harmoniously. I know it seems a little weird, but there is actual software and hardware out there that can be put together to do it, and we've done it. So that'll be rolling out next week.
Now, is it going to be interactive?
Yeah, fully.
So people that are people going to phone in to interact, or are they just going to be in the conference?
Well, welcome to the show, caller. And people will be able to interact with the teacher or teachers. They'll be able to engage in textual chat. They'll be able to engage. He'll be able to engage the class with text, words, documents, video. Literally present, do a full live classroom. And I think we have someone on the line.
It's me, Don. Hi.
Well, hello. You're on the air with Don and Wynn.
Oh.
Is there something we can help you with?
Oh, hi. Oh.
You didn't know? We'll let you go.
No, it's okay. I was trying to get to Christopher, actually.
Christopher went off the air shortly.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that was Wynn's line.
Guys.
I had to cut him off. All right.
I love you. Bye.
Love you too, Lynn. Lynn's a new host with us. She does spiritual emergency training. She did that earlier today. So, folks, if you at noon, actually, on Saturdays, every other Saturday. So don't miss Lynn. Miss the Keeler's new show every other Saturday at noon Pacific time. Wynn, you're making a lot of noise there.
I actually muted my phone, so I couldn't have been making noise.
Well, it sounds like a hurricane going through when you mute your phone.
Nope, I was muted. Now, I'm not muted now. And unfortunately, there are people talking in the background. This place is usually quiet. I could go outside. If it gets really irritable, tell me and I'll go outside. It's just very hot. They're pretty noisy, though, aren't they?
Yeah, it can be a little bit noisy.
Now, here, I'm going to mute the phone.
See, he calls that muted. Listen. Just for those of you out there that want to know what muted sounds like, that was muted. That's Wynn Cellular muted.
Does that mean we're not muted now?
You know, I don't think there's any time that you would ever be muted, Wynn.
Could you hear the background?
I don't think that's possible in our day and age. I mean, muting you is something that would be revolutionary.
Well, John, are you making fun of me?
Are you
making implications?
I am. I'll be honest. Forthright. I am ridiculing you.
You're ridiculing me?
Yes.
Now, does that mean I can ridicule you back?
Well, of course.
Yeah, the last time I ridiculed you back, you got really mad at me.
I started crying.
No, you got mad at me.
I was going to come over there and whack you in the head.
You said, don't talk to me like that on the air. God, how embarrassing. You remember that?
No.
See, I think if you give it, you should be able to take it.
I take it. And then I give it back and take a little more and give a little more and take. Yeah. It's a give and take sort of thing. Like push and pull, up and down, long and short.
Now, ridicule,
in and out, hard
ridicule.
And fast. The breathing quickens, tunnel lasts, the breathing stops, no end of words.
Listen, were you going to tell us? Excuse me, when you get a chance, I want to get a drink.
All right.
See, I'm calling the waitress over, getting a drink. This is actually a very cool little restaurant. Right on the marina, nothing else near it. Looking at all these boats.
Are you all alone, just you out there at the marina?
I see. Am I all alone? I'm all alone at my table.
Yeah. Did you get there? Did you go there with somebody, or did you go there all by yourself?
Well, you know what? I got a crew of a huge amount of energies that are tracking me, no matter where I go.
So wherever you go, somebody's there that you know.
Well, there's always. If they're not physical, they're non-physical.
So you got a lot of entities following you around. Some people would say that is what they call a condition, where you got hanger-on spiritual entities that should be removed from you. Removed.
You know what? In oneness,
you got Klingons.
And in free will, Klingons. Isn't that interesting? That was the name in Star Trek. Remember Klingons?
Klingons?
Yeah. Did you know that?
I didn't.
One of the...
You mean the Klingon Empire?
One of the... I think they were hostiles.
Star Trek? Yeah,
Star Trek.
The Klingons.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said?
Were you a fan of Star Trek?
I love Star Trek.
Do you?
Yeah. What, doesn't everybody out there want to put on a pair of goggles and fly away in a UFO? I do. Well, sure, I'd love a UFO to come by, pick me up, and take me for a joyride. Wouldn't you?
I'm indifferent.
Sure, I'd love to touch down on Neptune, Saturn, Mars, check out the bases we got over there.
What do you think of...
Maybe drink some water from Mars. I wouldn't mind trying that. Maybe, you know, pick up a few liters and bring it back here and sell it as Mars water.
What do you think
Martian water.
What do you think about your Mitchells? The revelation.
Well, I think a lot of them are now told to be more forthcoming with the information, of course, because it allows them to streamline the information. It allows them to do a controlled burst.
So you think that came from the top down? That was not his own decision?
I think absolutely that from the top down there, information is actually now being put forth, really, again, to control and the dissemination of it, and then the viewpoints of it, and skew it, and spin
it. What do you think is the agenda? Why do they want to do that?
Well, I don't think Edgar Mitchell does. I think he's one of the good guys, as many of them are. I think that they want to control the release of information because... You know, again, it's not the information that's as important as it's the ability to move it and where you want, to whom you want, when you want. And that's the game they play.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them feel good to believe they're in control.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, do you think they are running an agenda of thinking of having some kind of landing?
Do I think the aliens are about to land? I think yes.
You think yes?
Yep. I don't think it's going to be... You know, I mean, when you mean land, do you mean like mass land or, you know, because if we're talking mass landings, I think that's a little bit farther into the future. But I think that they are landing now and they are corresponding in some small measures now, more so than they were before, yeah. Do I think it's going to lead to something? I think so. I think everything right now is leading up to something. I hope it's a good something, but a lot of the news dispels those thoughts. Sometimes it's a little overwhelming, the corruption, the global corruption by the global agenda elitists and their murderous ways. I think I think it's all coming to a head, and I think once we finally got the mess cleared up, I think they're going to land. Yeah, I absolutely do. No doubt about it in my mind. None.
And you think it's going to be positive?
I think if mankind takes it upon himself to change its leadership, change these genocidal policies by the corrupt few that are trying to create a self-image of destruction on the planet, one that mirrors their own, until we can get rid of them and stop this madness of the killer elite, then they're not going to land. Why would they? I mean, and are they helping? I believe they are in small measures and large measures, probably more unseen than anything. Does that upset me and irk me to no end? You bet it does. Ticks me right off that it can't be an open type of correspondence, an open type of collaboration. And now the military and the government's trying to make it look like they have treaties with these aliens, that they meet with them in UFO, in the space capsules, that they somehow have all these agreements, and that the little buggers that they talk about are somehow really close to them and all around and in treaties, and we've had treaties with 57 different types of them, and the government's this. And so they're trying to create this facade that somehow they are and have been tied in heavily with off-world cultures, and I don't believe that. I don't believe that many off-world cultures would communicate with our form of government. Now, I think there have been a couple. I think, a few, actually. But I don't think anything like they're trying to make it out to be now. And also, that also ties in with their agenda about creating some sort of a scare tactic, of course. Now, will that continue to be the case? Well, it looks like it. It looks like they're starting to riddle out with some of their fear-based doctrine when it comes to UFOs and beware and we're about ready to be invaded. And you're getting that flavor all over the internet now about watch out, they're here. And now that we know they're here, they're troublemakers, and they could spell disaster for our global situation. Well, bunch of humdrum.
Tip Dummagummy, did you ever look at Ken Adachi? Is that his name?
Ken Adachi, yeah.
You ever look at his website?
I have, yes.
You know, he seems to have a fairly good handle on this stuff. Do you take him credibly? What do you think?
It's been a while since I've read his stuff. I haven't read his stuff for a while.
If anyone wants to look at it, his website's called educate-yourself.org. Okay?
Right. No. Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Yeah, they it's kind of like a little mini Wikipedia almost.
Well, it's
yeah, I like Ken Adachi was just on Don Nikoloff's show.
Yeah, he's got all these topics.
Right.
And he's got interesting people who have supplied the information on those topics. And it seems to be free scrutinizing. And some of the information is kind of obscure, but it seems to match things that I know, or think I know, you know?
Right.
So,
Hard for me to say, you know? I mean, I wish I knew who was right and who was wrong when it came to that topic. I can tell you this, that the debunkers are doing a little more hiding than they used to. You notice that? You don't get a lot of the debunkers and those that used to be debunkers. They're probably debunking something else. I mean, as far as UFO...
But you know where it gets really tricky? Is that when you say, who are the real debunkers? Okay? It's like,
right, like popular mechanics and science and all the stupid magazines and the editors and writers of them and the columnists and the experts for the government and experts for these media companies that they find out there under a trash can and put them on TV and tell them to spin the story. It's, you know, I mean, debunkers that have nothing better to do than misrepresent the truth.
Okay. Do you remember that guy, oh God, what's his name? He's a linguist. He's a very famous linguist. Noam Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky, yeah.
Yeah, now Noam Chomsky, I think there's a whole article on Educate-Yourself, I think it's on Noam Chomsky. I think I saw it there. And it's saying he has to be a debunker, okay? And they go through things like... Now, you see, it's surprising because Noam Chomsky is a champion of the left wing for many, many years. And a champion of radical causes. He's a brilliant guy. He's written a lot of books on linguistics at a very high level of consciousness. And I remember hearing about him years ago, and I said, this guy is tapped into some real deep understanding. And yet, when it comes to a position on something really radical, he seems like he always takes the government point of view, like on 9-1-1, like on things that obviously there's something screwy.
Yeah, there's a lot of screwy people out there that just would rather tell a lie. It's unfortunate. You know,
But he's a guy. Now, what's interesting is...
It's always mixed a little, you know, you got a little popular truth with a little fabrication. And the fabrication usually is so well developed it leads you somewhere you don't need to go. I don't like people that tell lies. I have no tolerance or patience for that sort of a pathetic behavior because I find it so unlife. You know, it's anti-life.
Now, another thing I found on Educate Yourself, which was, I think I mentioned this to you, and you know, if you're open to it, I was thinking of having these people on our show. And it's two people that are into Organite. You know what Organite is, right?
Organize?
Organite.
Organite.
Yeah. You know what it is?
Organite, isn't that something like you using lasers?
No.
This is very, very
fascinating. Anyone listening, do a Google search on the word Organite. Organite. And Wilhelm Reich was a rather famous metaphysical guy who developed the word orgone and orgone therapy, and it was orgone energy. And orgone energy was just his name for the field energy. So what sometimes my book calls toroid wave radiation, or religions can cause Holy Spirit or whatever. It's that energy that's prior to creation of the field. And pyramids would be amplifiers of this energy. And pyramids were built as initiation chambers so people could sit in this energy and open their own chakras up, as I understand it. Well, Wilhelm Reich had developed some very interesting energy accumulators, okay? And ways that a common man could actually make something very easily that would tend to focus and lift the vibration of energy. And if you go look on the website, you'll find people who are making these devices. Many of them are telling you how to make them.
Orgone generators? You mean like the chemtrail busters?
Yes, that's an orgone generator, right.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Yeah.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, no. I'm not impressed. Sorry.
But you know what? I was thinking of having a couple people talk about it.
Yeah.
They're experts.
Yeah. When I first heard about it, I wasn't all that impressed. I've never, you know.
You know, Don Nikoloff says it works.
Well, you know, I mean, that's great. I mean, if I have a problem out there with chemtrails, I go out and I pray. I meditate and I pray and I call in whatever can help. And it seems to clear up right away. So, I mean, if you want to spend money and do all those things for something that will just as likely to work.
Actually,
go for it.
You can make these things for almost nothing. They, I mean, very cheap.
Right.
and they're all giving instructions on how to make it. So.
Yeah. Hey, you never know. I mean, I don't think much of that sort of stuff. Don't know enough about it, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it might work very well. I just don't know enough about it, and I don't really feel the need to find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There are people that are going around. I'm just telling you, this is, you go look on the internet. There are people that are going around that are gifting orgone generators. They so believe in the way this works that they're driving around the country or driving around Africa, and they're planting these energy accumulators because they think it can change the environment, it can bring rain, it can make people get along with each other. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but there's quite a few people that are totally believing that, and I thought it would be interesting to talk to somebody that actually believes that and hear their experience of how they've used this to change vibration in a given
right.
Area.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, we can talk about it during the week. I think we very rarely have guests.
I mean, sure, bring them on.
But
let's talk to them. Sounds like fun.
That's because we scare people, but somebody's committed to this, and somebody's traveled around and planted these in different areas that they think it switches negative vibes to positive vibes. Let's find out their experience. Let's put them through the Don and Wynn show grilling, okay?
All right. We'll cook them up and serve them.
That's right. Now, where are all our call-ins tonight?
Now, that's what I was going to ask. Where are they all?
You're supposed to be paying people to call us.
I did. I think
usually.
I think they stole my money now.
But usually the hosts call, you know, because it's a way of kind of patronizing you since it's your show.
Yeah, we don't get any callers, do we? I mean, this is open mic day now.
Well,
or open wind day.
Even your brother doesn't call us, Mr. Cohen.
Like I said, I think we don't have much of an audience.
No.
Two or three people out there listening to us, and
people are getting sick of us.
They've been sick of us.
They've been sick of us.
They just, you know, they probably put it on mute, tune us out, and wait for the next show.
Well, they might be playing music. You never know.
Or they're just listening to a recording of our singing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Something important.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not calling in.
Whose show gets the most call-ins?
I don't know. Some get lots. Tons. Call after call. Oh, there's several shows that get just call after call. Hey, we got a caller. You're on the air.
Oh, boy.
You're on the air.
I'm calling to be patronizing.
All right.
I'm one of those show hosts who actually listens to your show every week. And if you don't know, it's Zany Mystic.
Zany!
Is that Zany
we
Mystic?
We love Zany.
That's Zany Mystic. Hi, Lynn.
I'm honored that you listen to our show.
Oh, yeah. I love your show. You guys are terrific. Even when the show is slow, it's interesting to me. I
you really are
every,
bored.
I gobble up every word.
We could say that our show is a manifestation of edgy, right?
A manifestation of what?
Edgy.
I couldn't catch that.
Edgy.
He's trying to liken our show to something that might be considered edgy.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. It goes beyond edgy.
Almost itchy. Almost itchy.
Yeah, itchy and scratchy show.
You see, the truth of the matter is that Donna and I really do love each other, but we kind of blow into the duality just prior to that.
Yeah,
to keep the the dialogue going.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, he just wouldn't have anything to say. Don would say, oh, I love everybody. And then I would say, oh, I love everybody. And then,
well, that's true. That's
where would
true.
We go? Where would we go from there?
You know, when I would
where
like
would we go from there?
Where would we go from there? Well, you could descend into burping and so on and so forth. But no, Wynn, you wrote a wonderful book on the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Yes.
And, you know, he is becoming so popular on the Internet, I can't even go a day without reading somebody's post about him. That's, what's his name?
David Wilcock,
yes.
Yeah.
And he has some terrific things to say. I would love it if you talked more on the show about, you know, your experiences with David and what you found out and what
at one point when Don and I first started, I have a Monday night show. And
yeah.
I talk about things on my Monday night show that are, what I would say, are directly related to my spiritual work.
Oh, okay.
And I gave up a long time trying to do that on the Don and Wynn show because, because
Don
learned,
don't allow nonsense on
oh,
the program.
I got it. That makes sense.
I learned that this was Don's opportunity to express himself, and it was important for me to be subservient.
And kind of
kiss up a little bit.
I think he got it too. Check it out. Keep going.
So that he can look good. Okay. So you know, I come on this show to let Don.
Look good.
Humiliate me. And,
but how do I sound? How do I sound?
And that way, I'm doing a great service. Okay?
Well, you are.
Because I am absorbing his negative side on the show publicly. And so that's why I don't talk about those things. But on my Monday night show, to tell you the truth, you know, there's some people that know me on the Don and Wynn show, and then hear the other things that happened to me. Zany, I should send you my book. And see, Don's going to get mad at me. He's going to say, there goes Wynn talking about himself. But
okay.
That's all right. I don't care,
yeah.
Don. You're going to have
I
to
got
you. A moment. You know, I should send you my book, Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which tells the story of what happened to me while I was writing the book about David Wilcock, okay?
Okay.
Because
I actually like that. I've read all that.
So
you play the straight man to
Don, right?
Say that again.
You're the straight man.
I'm the guy. I'm the straight.
He
man,
thinks
right.
He's straight, but he's a little crooked and slightly kinky.
Well,
you know the way it works is I'm straight and Don is bi.
I see. Well, okay, I'm glad we got that all straightened out.
Now, aren't you the show right after ours?
Yes.
I'm so honored to have you call because I always thought that anyone that had a name like Zany Mystic for their show probably wouldn't like me.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
I would have considered that a given.
Oh. I'm like Don. I love everybody.
That's right.
See, that's why you can't do a show with Don because
I've done shows with Don before.
Oh, you have? Was he good or was he bad?
Well, he's a difficult person to do a show with.
Very.
I mean, there's no bullshit. There's no, you know, and sometimes when he takes the ball and runs with it, I mean, you better be ready to get hit by a bat. He's really good. I mean, he's knows his stuff, you know, and I empathize with you, Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
no,
he's right.
I,
you know, I agree with what he says. You know, when he gets on a rant, even if it is a little emotional, I nod my head.
You mean
you
with
know?
Slurs?
I nod my head. There's a lot of stuff happening today that's not right. And, you know, we've been putting up with it for so long, it just seems like it's time for everything. The truth needs to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're reaching a level where we're just so saturated with lies that we're just ready to burst out of the balloon. At least that's
mm-hmm.
how I feel a lot of the time.
But you know what? I think it's because of people like Don. See, when I say something nice about him, he thinks I'm patronizing him. So, Don, I'm not patronizing
him. I like being
patronized. I'm patronizing him.
You're patronizing him.
I'm kissing ass royally right now.
I like that, too.
That's because you have a good spot on BBS and you don't want to lose it, right?
Well, of course. Of course.
Don is in the power position.
That's right. I got you all by your balls.
Yeah. He's got me just like all our House and Senate and President and all them are gotten.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
They're all owned and paid for.
That's right. I got dirty pictures of both of you.
Oh, when? Where did he get those? Darn it, I thought you were supposed to cut those up.
You know what? The problem with Don is that he's good at Photoshop. He just puts people's heads on different bodies and compromises.
In fact, I'm great at power goo. One day I'm going to goo you.
Oh, no. Oh, go on.
Go on.
Well, anyway, so I just thought I'd call and say hello. And,
thank you.
And
I'm so glad that you had the courage to get in between us today. And listen, while you're on the show,
yeah,
I want you to tell our listeners about the Zany Mystic show.
Oh, all right.
When it's on and... And, you know, take a chance that you're going to get some of them to listen to you.
All right.
I think a Zany Mystic has more listeners than we do, believe me.
I probably have about five more. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? You know, we're just doing what we do, and we do it because we are up being of service, and we're of the light. And I know that whatever we do is hitting somebody, maybe one person out there, it will move them or inspire them or get them through the day, and that's all that matters.
Well, you know, one person changes the vibes of another person, it changes the vibes of another person.
Exactly.
And that's how transformations in consciousness.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yep, I believe that.
And
I think that's the realistic way of looking at it.
And my guest tonight on Fireside Chat, which is right after you at 7 o'clock, how's that for a segue, is going to be a person who is channeling these morning messages, which come from, I guess they're ETs. And they're really wonderful, so it fits right into what we're talking about. Very uplifting, so it should be a good show. Yeah, very much so. Hey,
now,
who's in the background? Do you guys have a TV on or something?
Oh, no, I'm at a party.
Oh, it's a party.
I like to do our shows in a drinking environment. Where
I see.
Because then I feel like Don feels at home.
Okay. Well, Wynn, I love you, and Don, you know I love you, so I'll let you guys get back to it, and I'm going to get ready for my show in a little bit. So.
Well, thank you, Zany. Thank you for checking in. And if you
thank
have
you.
Us on in the background,
thank you.
And we really get stuck,
just reach out and call someone, me.
Right,
where are you? Call
Zany,
me.
You're
call
the best.
You.
You're the best.
All right, you guys. I love you both.
We love you too, bud.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our first caller.
Now, here we go.
Thank you, Zany.
A patronizing show host, okay?
That's right.
Do we have any other closet show hosts that are listening to the Don and Wynn show? If you're there, don't be shy. This is a chance to give your show a plug right here on the Don and Wynn show. Now, that might be good and it might be bad. I'm not going to say. But
lose their whole customer base.
Well, you know what they say, all publicity is good publicity, right?
Yeah, I've had them come to me and say, we'll promote your network if you get rid of your show.
Who said that?
We'll buy your whole network out if you'll just get rid of the Don and Wynn show.
Yeah, well, that means that we're making a difference. That means that... Who said that, though? That doesn't sound true. I don't think you're telling the truth when you say that.
Yeah. All I had to do was get rid of the Don and Wynn show.
Mm.
we would have been the next Microsoft.
There we go. I think that was Bill Gates who made the offer, right?
A cousin. I think
right.
A cousin.
Well, let me see here. Hang on a second.
Bring us one of the
Don, late... Don, it's 6:47, man. We're doing good.
We're doing great. We're almost through it.
We're almost through it. Take another deep breath. No, we got through it. That was a week.
only another 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. Yay!
Another 8 minutes. Plus,
we almost did it. Another week.
All right, another week. Another week in the life of. I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I've been I'll go a little off on the news. News is getting a little weirder all the time. I mean, they're trying to really cut loose and say Obama is the man of the hour. Now, you know, might be someone else's hour. Mine, no way. I just don't believe it for a second. I think just the rise in fame, who he consorts with, who his money, who what money backs him, and where he's going, and what his agenda is, and some of the things that he stated quite publicly, which most professional politicians are smart enough to just deny or lie about. And he stated publicly some things that really have me believing he is absolutely one who believes in a globalist agenda.
What did he say?
Even though it might not appear that way. To me, I feel it. Obama.
What did he say?
Well, you know, it's the money backing him, and then the comments he makes about, you know, working with various countries, instigating certain policies or keeping certain foreign policies. It involves some of the people that he works, he's been meeting with and collaborating with, and... yeah, and some of the things that have been slipped out to the public, see some of the videos you can see on you. I'm not going into specifics, there's so damn many of them.
Do you think he's controlled?
Yeah, well, of course. I think he's another puppet. Of course. He was the puppet to be. I mean, he's just one of the three, but he's puppet number three. He can't even be puppet number one. We got to give that glory to... Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's out of the race.
I guess you could call him puppet number two. McCain's really puppet number three. Right? Although I hear he removed a piece of his cheek. Is that true? To make his cheek look better or something? That might make him puppet 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think Ralph Nader is a puppet?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Because, you know, if it wasn't for Ralph Nader, we probably wouldn't have Bush, right?
Well, you know, I mean, Ralph is, he's kind of like the guy who likes to play ball with that kind of an agenda. He's been, I mean, he's not a complicated guy.
Well, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, I believe, you know, in his past... It's had very high integrity. I mean, the guy...
I think many politicians, when they get in there, often enough have, you know, a really high agenda, one that they feels worthy of their character. But eventually, you know, that seems to erode, or they don't continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very tightly controlled mechanism. And it does allow for various nuances and things to be exaggerated in those ranks. But again, it really by design, it's very tightly controlled. You can see that with the fiascos that are going on globally and why the whole world shouldn't be stopping absolute murderous madness from various corporate divisions, military divisions, government divisions, foreign divisions, foreign governments, and what's happening with major manufacturers and the deaths that are occurring, and it just seems to be allowed to go on, yet getting worse and worse, and more weird agendas going on, and so... You know, it's almost like they're wanting to proceed with a global agenda, and they are going to proceed to that end. Just know that. They're not going to stop because we want them to, wish them to. They're doing it any way they can to get it done. Lying, deceit, saying hidden agendas, telling you, being hypocritical, murdering people, having other people suspended or having their rights violated using the legal system in a backward way, torture, all the real wonderful things, but they're doing it now, and they're doing it more in an open way. Because they're doing so much of it, you couldn't say it's not open, okay? So I would have to say that the reason they're doing so much of it is because they don't really at this point care. They figure by the time enough people have figured out, they will have culled the situation. That's what makes me feel that something is getting fairly imminent. Because you can't have a sleeping giant at your doorstep. It's unsafe. And the people are a sleeping massive giant. So they probably, in my opinion, have figured out a way, a timetable, let's put it, a timetable. And they're working towards it, a few of them anyways. But I think a lot of it, again, is factualizing. It's breaking off. You've got levels and tiers of it starting to break off. Because between you and I, most people in the world, even in the different forms of government and military and corporate world, they aren't murderous. What's going on turns most people's stomach throughout the world. You got a small perverted percentage that is the other way. And yet they control maximum wealth and are trying to create things under the, in their sick image again. So it's, you know, kind of unholy, I guess.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
You know what?
1 minute. 1 minute.
We should call in the light.
Let's do it.
Okay?
Let's call in the light.
This is that part of the show where we take the parts of us that are not separate. On some level, we're all together, energetically. Not in the physical realm, but in other realms. We all extend into those realms. And that we create a... God, I'm getting noise here. I'm going to go outside for doing this. Excuse me. This is affecting my vibes, okay?
You just charge yourself and then zap the whole room.
There we go. Now, sitting outside on the waterfront... And so those of you that want to participate, this is kind of like a group prayer for our planet. And some people, even Don, notice that something happening, what is going on when we bring our energies together. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunabku through our bodies to the center of the earth. And right now, we're going to invoke, for those that would like to participate, a joining of our energies. The parts of us that are in other dimensions, we can actually touch each other. And we're going to invite those positive energies in those same dimensions to join with our group energy. And as we create this energy, we're going to put some intentions out. One intention is that everyone listening can feel this energy, be uplifted in it. And the intention to what's missing in your life might come to you. The intention that wherever you're unhealthy in your body, maybe
this energy might help you heal. The intention that you radiate this into your home, to your family, to your job. And then we're going to put the intention out for peace on our planet. And that all those people who really in their hearts want peace can create enough positive intent to allow interventions from other dimensions, positive sources, to keep things in line here, even when there's so many things that are going in other directions. For the highest good of all concerned, we just ask for the quality of peace right at this moment. And we ask that those people that are ready can hear these messages and use them. People that are lost in this realm, lonely, estranged, can find something to support them, and they can feel acknowledged for being alive. On that note, this is another day of the Don and Wynn Show.
Thank you very much, Wynn.
Thank you, Don.
And don't forget,
let me just tell people to join me at 6 p.m. on Monday for the Winfrey Conference Hour. Those of you that like the energy of the calling in of the light, we do that for a whole hour, essentially. And we'll see you next week, Don. Okay?
All right. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you all for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show. We'll be back again next week. So prepare yourself. Put on some armor, something bulletproof. And we'll be there. Next up, a fireside chat, Zany Mystic. Don't go away. That's one of the best shows on the network.
I love you.